Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Hotline's lighting up, waiting on hold from Saturday Night Live actor Mikey Day. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for taking the time to call in. Now, Mikey, you got, what, about a year under your belt at SNL? How are you feeling about the pace and the schedule? How you like it over there?
It's fun. It's definitely a lot from week to week, but you get used to it. And then on Saturday, it's kind of a rush to do stuff that you wrote on Tuesday, so it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I'm hanging in there.
That's the great thing about that show. I mean, every week you're flexing those creative muscles. It's different. You have new guest stars to work with. And what's been your favorite impression to do?
Oh, man. Probably Donald Trump Jr. That one's pretty fun. It's fun getting out there with Alex Moffat, who plays Eric Trump.
Right.
And to just kind of be the Abbott to his Costello. It's pretty fun. Those guys are... And luckily, the Trump family supplies us with a lot of fuel from week to week, so you don't really run out of scenarios and stuff.
Yeah, the gift that keeps on giving right there. What about as far as the guest host? Who's been the coolest to work with so far?
Oh, man, everyone's been awesome. I mean, Tom Hanks, obviously, was fantastic. You get to meet a lot of your heroes. Larry David, when he came by, that was a lot of fun. We did a Kevin Roberts sketch with him where he played a madman in a suit screaming his own name. So I think he's coming next week. Larry David's coming back, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, November 4th, I believe, is the date. So that's awesome. How is he to work with? And he's do you find him to be a lot like his, well, I guess his pseudo-character on Curb?
The alternate reality Larry?
Right.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's definitely very, very chill, and he's got kind of that Larry David vibe, like, what am I doing here? I can't believe I'm here. You guys are crazy. That's my amazing Larry David impression.
Nailed it.
Pretty. yeah, I mean, for his illustrious career and everything he's done, he definitely was very chill and was very trusting of us.
Well,
whatever you guys need, however you want me to do it.
That's cool. That's cool to hear. And then you mentioned Tom Hanks, and you co-created the David's Pumpkin sketch with him, and it's become such a hit, man. Good for you. Why do you think it resonated with folks?
Oh, man, I have no idea. I think it was, if I had to guess, I'd imagine it was a weird alchemy of the time of the country. It was like a week and a half or something before the election, maybe 2 weeks, and then just the Halloween season, a stupid, silly idea, and of course the magic of America's sweetheart, Tom Hanks. He's truly as wonderful as you'd imagine him to be.
Yeah,
just the nicest guy who's not afraid to be completely insane.
And that's what makes him so cool right there. And then this has sort of become like Halloween's Easter Bunny, right? It's now going to have its own animated special. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we saw a lot of kids like dressing up as David Pumpkins last Halloween, and kids were like reenacting the sketch online, and we saw a school assembly of teachers dressing up as David Pumpkins, so we thought kids responded well to this character. So we thought we would do an animated cartoon Halloween special, kind of like what we used to see in the 80s growing up. I feel like we set out to do something kind of timeless that doesn't feel dated but doesn't feel too modern. It just kind of has that nostalgic, timeless quality. So
cool.
It definitely feels like something that we would have wanted to see on TV when we were like 10 years old.
Well, I can't wait to check it out with my kids, man. That's awesome.
And yeah, how old are your kids?
They are 7 and 4 now.
Oh, they'll love it.
Right up their alley.
I assume they'll love it.
Yes, they will.
It's a dude in a crazy pumpkin suit singing songs and hanging out on Halloween night, so I think they'll enjoy it.
That's right in their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And Mikey, I know you're originally from the OC. What high school did you go to over there, by the way?
El Medina High School, man.
El Medina. Yeah.
Are you from OC?
No, I'm from San Diego, but familiar,
all
of Southern Cali right there.
You like a little more south.
Yeah, a little more south. How you like it out in New York? How'd you like that transition?
It is great. The first year took a little getting used to with the winter.
Right.
Because, as you know, in SoCal, it's you get a little bit of rain, but yeah. It's sunny all the time, so
you get spoiled.
But I'm used to it now.
Are
I was
you
going back and forth between New York and LA for a while, but I've made the move.
Are you a Dodger fan, Angel fan?
I grew up with the Angels.
Okay.
Love the Dodgers, but grew up going to the Anaheim Stadium. Back, I remember Chili Davis, Tim Salmon,
yeah,
Wally Joyner for a little bit on first base, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And Wally Joyner, man.
That's a great name.
Yeah, and then they changed it. It was, we're the California Angels, and then it was the, I think they're the LA Angels of Anaheim now.
Right. It's very confusing. They keep changing.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
But, you know, they're still the Angels.
Well, the David's Pumpkins Halloween special airs Saturday on NBC, and you can follow him on Twitter at Mikey Funtime. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Let the kids stay up late Saturday and watch the special. It'll be fun.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks, dude. Take it easy.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!